The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
In today's gospel, we have a very familiar passage, the parable of the sower. And the basic meaning of the parable, as used by Jesus, is pretty easy to understand. Seed falls on four types of soil and produces or fails to produce accordingly. The seed that falls on the path is trampled and eaten by birds. This represents those who hear the word of the kingdom but never accept it. The seed that falls on the rocky ground represents those who hear the word but have no roots and so fall away because of persecution or temptation. The seed that falls among thorns represents those who believe the word but are choked by worldly anxiety and the lure of riches and so fail to produce. And then the seed that falls on the good soil represents those who hear the word, embrace it wholeheartedly, and produce fruit abundantly. In each case, the receptivity of the soil was decisive and represents four types of persons. And from this come many homilies about preparing the soil of our inner garden, removing the rocks and thorns, devoting attention to our inner life. Certainly an important message for all of us. But have you ever read this parable from the perspective of the sower and from what that might mean for our outer life? If we are to follow Jesus and model our lives on him, to continue his work in today's world, this means that we should be doing what he did. That's what following him involves. And he was the sower. The good news was the seed. And he sowed that seed everywhere. He didn't do a cost-benefit analysis. He was willing to accept a 75% failure rate. Even though he had good reason to doubt that sowing on the path, on rocky ground, or among those thorns was going to come to much, he was an optimist, always willing to be surprised. So he didn't prejudge even the most unpromising bits of land. And neither should we. As you jubilarians, and for that matter, the rest of you vowed religious, look back over a lifetime of sowing the seed of the Word of God in the hearts of generations of students and patients and parishioners, I want you to notice that the generosity with which you spread that seed is more important than the visible results. The sower in our parable had only a 25% success rate. So if you've done better than that, I'd wonder whether you might have neglected some of those hard-nosed, rock-headed, thorny people whom it is so easy to prejudge as automatically unreceptive to the good news of the merciful, healing love of Jesus, which they especially need, and which can start the process of turning them into good soil. Read this way, Jesus' parable speaks both to our inner life and our outer life. that we should cultivate the soil of our inner garden so that we will be as receptive as possible to the good news that Jesus has sown in our hearts and thus produce abundant fruit 100-fold. And then we should take that fruit and go forth as sowers ourselves and scatter the seed produced in that 100-fold yield as sowers ourselves, investing ourselves generously in others with optimism and enthusiasm, trusting that the Lord will bring forth from our efforts an abundant harvest. Thank you, sisters and brothers, priests, jubilarians, for giving yourselves to the Lord and allowing Him to use you in His service over all these years. You are truly rich soil because, in the words of today's gospel, you have heard the word, embraced it with a generous and good heart, and borne fruit through perseverance.